Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. And here we are, middle of February already. Barbecue Bob, where is this year going?
Well, it's been a bit cold the last couple days, let me tell you that.
Yes, it has.
Yes, indeed. Thanks for joining us. Welcome. It is the smokiest show on the airwaves. You can catch us all over the state of Michigan and New Jersey, and, of course, in a podcast, which you can sign up right on our website. Look at the top right corner and look for those headsets. I won't call them earmuffs this time.
Although it is earmuff weather.
It is, yeah. So if you're walking around and you want to listen to the show, you can put your earmuffs on, and hopefully there's speakers in them.
Right, exactly. But, hey, speaking of frozen, we're going to clean out the freezer today. And basically, if you guys got a deep freeze like I do and like Bob does, there's stuff that gets lost down in the corner.
Way lost.
Yeah, and it's like every once in a while you just got to go through there and clean everything out.
When did I shoot a moose?
Right, yeah, exactly. You had a brother, though, that did it.
20 years old.
Right, yeah. But anyway, so we're gonna go up and down the freezer, and we'll be talking to our friend Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats. He's going to give us a little advice on how long things can last in the freezer, specifically meat.
Yes, indeed.
And up and down, we got a bunch of other people to talk to.
Speaking of Sobey, I had a nice trip over there yesterday, and I can let the cat out of the bag now because it already happened, but I bought my wife a couple of these beautiful, my wife and I, a couple of beautiful inch-and-a-half Wagyu porterhouse and did them up on my Cajun grill last night. Let me tell you.
That's charcoal, right?
Oh, my gosh, were they gorgeous. I scored big time.
Well, I doesn't need to get that personal.
Also, I finally figured out a good gift for my bride, and I bought her a beautiful Chase lounge for our master suite because it's now so big that we had this huge piece on the front that had like a hope chest, and we're out of hope. So that didn't need to be there.
So she's looking like Cleopatra laying that thing right now, right?
Oh, yeah. And I thought it was going to be all about me, but she's telling me how it's going to be great to read the grandkids' books on it. that's a Debbie Downer.
Right. Yeah, well, hey, that's the way that stuff works at our age, right?
Yes.
I mean, you know, you're going to do that.
I had a nice trip over to Plymouth, Michigan, where, of course, Old World Olive Company has a store.
Right.
And I gave out gift cards. We had our carrier annual dealer meeting at a place called St. John's, and it's an old abbey. It's a gorgeous resort with a golf course, and it is so posh and so high-end. So we really treated our carrier dealers around the Great Lakes to a wonderful couple of days. I just wish my girl would have been there because I went up to this giant suite, and I'm there all by myself at night.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, man. I could have scored some big points with this because my wife loves a fancy hotel room.
Oh, sure.
And I personally don't really care. I can watch TV from bed. I don't need a living room to watch.
Right,
But in Plymouth, there's a place called Vanguard. And if you're into classic cars, this is probably one of the coolest businesses you'll ever want to stumble onto. It's called Vanguard. And my dealer from Mount Pleasant, his name is Dan Rons. He's got two first names like Ricky Bobby.
Is he a driver?
From Custom Heating up there, my big carrier dealer, and he was down to the meeting. And one of the ways I conned him into coming to the meeting was to trick him into going to Vanguard. So he brought his girl, and he left the meeting and went to Vanguard to check out some cars. And we all love muscle cars, right, and classic cars.
Sure.
And so he's texting me all the way home about this Camaro he was looking at. And anyway, Vanguard. It's if you like muscle cars, go to Plymouth, spend 4 or 5 hours because there's 190 cars right now. There's typically about 300 in there. It's all inside.
Wow.
It's like a mall with the sweetest I mean, heart-throbbing American muscle cars you'll ever want to see.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it really is.
I bet there's some, besides an Old World Olive Company, there's some breweries down in Plymouth, too, that you could hit after you've looked at the cars.
Well, there might be. I don't know. I know there's the downtown Plymouth has just a ton of restaurants.
Right.
And this time of year, especially at night, this it is so pretty. It's like you're almost back in time. A lot of old buildings and people walk in the streets. It's a very wealthy town.
Okay.
And so you won't find any cheap deals in any of these stores,
right.
but you're going to find some totally cool stuff, and your wife will be thrilled if you take her down there.
Right.
Make sure you get yourself to Old World and Vanguard. You can get her some oil and get yourself a nice car.
Right. Yeah. What a deal.
And they're not a sponsor.
Right.
I just love the place.
Right. Yep. Very good.
I like shopping in places where I know I can't afford to buy.
Right.
They had a 1967 or 68, whenever the Bullet came out from Mustang. $227,000.
Right.
This thing is showroom condition. I mean, it is, oh my gosh. I love that 67 Fastback Mustang, you know.
Right.
Who was it? Steve McQueen, was it in Bullet, or who was it?
I don't know. I don't remember.
So many cars. Mustangs, Camaros, and Chevelles, Corvettes, 64 Corvette that I absolutely fell in love with.
Right. So I went to Sobeys last weekend after the show. We had some kids coming over for Sunday for dinner, and they wanted a grilling guy steak, right? So I get up to the counter at Sobeys, and I'm going to order New York strips because I'm feeding two ladies and then just Ian and I.
Right.
And he's like, well, hey. He goes, I got this Wagyu beef. Same thing. You got the porterhouses this week. He said, well, you know, these T-bones, they're right at the end of the cut. They're almost like a New York strip anyway.
They have a strip in them.
Right, and the filet part was smaller, and he's like, you know what? Just take these in, as opposed to the New York strips. I want you to try these. And the Wagyu beef, the difference is that it's much more marbled. And then if you've eaten a lot of steak, this will relate to you, but the fat was almost a buttery flavor rather than
because it's so marbled.
Regular fat taste. And fat is flavor. Some people cut it away and don't eat it. That's a giant mistake in my book. I'm not going to eat mouthful after mouthful, but you want some of it in a bite.
If you do it on a nice charcoal grill.
Which I did.
Right? Yep. And you do it at a really high temperature, the edge of that fat gets really crispy, like bacon.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's doable.
Right.
And if there's not too much on there, you don't end up with like a mouthful of blubber.
Right.
But the beautiful thing about the Wagyu or Kobe, American version of Kobe beef, basically.
Right.
Is that the meat itself has a lot of fat in it. And that's the beauty. You don't, even if you want to cut the outside fat off, you're going to get all that moisture inside from the marbling that was there, and you're going to reduce it as you cook it. So you won't really see it. You'll taste it.
Right. And, you know,
again,
the number one thing is if you don't have a great feel with your tongs or with your eye, you need to put a thermometer in these because, you know, they were 15.
They're going to be softer.
They were $15 a piece steaks. You don't want to overcook them because you can't uncook them.
They're hard to tell from the touch if you're used to doing basic meat.
Right. Yeah. And you're right. They are a little softer with all that marbling in there. I didn't use I'm not bragging, but I'm just saying I can tell when a steak's done on my grill, right?
Uh-huh.
And
that's bragging.
And so I was able to pull it. I was able to pull them in time. And we had one of the four of us that wanted it medium, and the rest were medium rare. And so, you know, you just watch it and do it. But
hey, it's not bragging if you can do it.
Right, yeah. Yeah, if you can back it up, right?
That's
it's not
right.
bragging if you can back it up. But anyway, coming up next, if you're looking in your freezer, there might be some roast down there or some chops. And we're going to talk about some things that you can do with those to make it just a little bit special when you pull it out of the freezer. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Rockin' into the night, rockin' into the night. Ooh.